It's the Book of the Week.
Good morning, it's me, Magic Matt, in the studio again. I've got Laurie Westron with me. There's an author in the building, there's books everywhere. You know what that means. It's time for Portsmouth Authors Collective Book Club. So, who have you got for me today, Laurie?
Thank you very much, Matt. We have Brian Armstrong with us today. And Brian grew up in the American Southwest and now lives in Portsmouth with his wife and two children. He published a short play and a book of poetry before publishing his debut novel, Disciple of a Broken God. Apart from his writing, Brian also runs Portsmouth Improv Experience, creating live comedy theater on the spot from audience suggestions. Wow. Before we meet Brian, I shall just tell you a little bit about his book. Disciple of the Broken God, in a time where legendary races such as dwarves, elves, and orcs have faded into legend, Disciple of the Broken God follows the last remnants of an ancient people trying to revive their lost civilization. Cristrid is a serious and studious member of the Dwemen, a culture of humans who believe they are descended from the last of the true dwarves. Her brother, Dwayne, is a scrappy street fighter who makes his living fighting anyone bigger than himself. On the other side of the Great Mountain, a young half-orc called Throck escapes from the last vicious horde of the nomadic orcs and is adopted by an elderly human monk who teaches him the ways of the broken god, which is to embrace suffering in order to protect others. Together they discover the lost dwarven city of Cryvon, hidden underground for generations and poised to form new alliances and revive the decaying society of the last dwarves. Fantastic stuff. So, Brian, welcome to the Victory Studio.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So, your book, when did your book come out?
It just came out in October last year of 2024.
Fantastic. And I remember seeing it for the first time when we were at the book fair at the Aspects Gallery back at the end of last year. Mm-hmm. And it's got a fantastic cover.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, my friend Matt back in Arizona did the cover for me. I was reaching out to different people looking for artists to do a cover. And my friend Matt is part of an improv group that I used to perform with in Arizona at Unscrewed Theater. And so I just reached out to people. Does anyone know anyone? And he said, yeah, I can do it.
Fantastic.
So, yeah, we worked out a little deal, and Matt did the cover for me, and I was really happy with it. And a lot of people have commented on it.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. It's a really gorgeous cover, and I've put an image of it up on our Facebook page today, so people will be able to check that out and see what it looks like. So tell me, what inspired you to write the book in the first place?
Well, I'm kind of a big nerd, and I'm into fantasy, and I've just had all these ideas floating around for a while, and, you know, of course, I like Tolkien and Lord of the Rings, and I like playing fantasy role-playing games and that kind of thing. And so I had the character of Throck in my head for a while, and then the city of Cryvon, just the idea of the city of lost dwarves. And I thought about what would it mean to have a world where these fantasy races are pretty much gone, and what the lasting effect would be of the cultural remnants in a world that's nearly all humans, but the last bits of these races. And so I just was playing with it and writing things and jotting things down in notebooks. And then basically when COVID happened and all the lockdowns happened, a lot of time inside and taking all these ideas and finally just putting them down. So that's when I got the bulk of the story written. And then since then, I've just been plugging away at it and editing and forming it into a finalized work.
Wonderful. Yeah, we've had a lot of COVID novels in here. A lot of our members, you know, I think that was a really creative time for a lot of us. So what is it particularly about fantasy that draws you in? What is it that attracts you to that?
It's the escape, I think. It's being able to dive into another world and just play around in it. You get to leave behind any worries and troubles of this life and go experience something that you never could before.
Absolutely, yeah. So we'll just stop there for a moment, and we'll come back with Brian after we play a song. I'm like the water when you sip. That's mommy. And we're back, still talking to Brian Armstrong. And so what about books that you like to read? Who are some of your favorite authors?
Well, I mean, obviously, Tolkien is sort of the godfather of fantasy, and so I do enjoy that, and I like Terry Pratchett. I also like Douglas Adams and a lot of science fiction, Jeff Noon. I also like C.D. Payne. He has a Youth in Revolt series, which is fantastic. I also like some classic things. I like Fitzgerald and Hermann Hesse and Aldous Huxley.
Yeah, wonderful, wonderful. So where can people find a copy of Disciple of the Broken God?
Well, Amazon's probably the easiest way. So you can look on Amazon and order there. If you check out the local library at Portsmouth Central Library, there's a copy there if you just want to check one out and have a read of it. Or you can go to local bookstores and ask them. I'm sure they can order it in.
Fabulous. Fabulous. So, you know, as a fellow American, I have to ask, what drew you to Portsmouth?
Well, my wife is English, and her family are in England, so we kind of thought about moving. We lived in the U.S. together for 9 years before moving back to England, and I've always loved being by the water. I grew up in a desert where you're going to drive in 10, 12 hours to get to the nearest beach, and so being close enough to walk to the sea is amazing to me. So, I love the being by the coastline. I actually love the weather in Portsmouth. It's temperate. It's no real extremes. Even when it's cold, it's not crazy cold. It never gets crazy hot. And I like that there's so much nearby. Within a short drive, you can go to a forest, you can go to different kind of old historic things. There's really a lot to do. So it has a lot of the benefits of a city, while at the same time the benefits of being kind of small as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I would echo that. You know, I love being by the sea, and it's convenient for everything, isn't it? So, I like being able to hop on a train and go wherever I need to go. So, tell us a little bit about the Portsmouth Improv experience. That's not a group that I've come across before.
So, it's something I started up after moving to Portsmouth. I did improv in the U.S. for several years, so it's a bit like the show Whose Line Is It Anyway, if you remember that.
Yeah.
Making things up on the spot, it's improvised theater. It's not stand-up comedy. It's not joke-telling. It's acting out scenes. But it'll be short scenes based on some games and some suggestions from the audience. And the audience will call out some ideas, and we just make things up on the spot and make people laugh. And so I run classes at the Milton Village Hall every first Saturday of every month. A drop-in improv classes for £10 from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. And then I've also got some classes in Southampton going at the Attic that people can do. And we have shows going on there every once in a while. We've got the next show on 5th of March at the Attic in Southampton. People can come out and see what improv is all about. And you can go to our drop-in classes at Milton Village Hall and just give it a try.
Fantastic. I might just do that. It's not something that I would ever have considered before, but, you know, I always tell my students to do the things that scare them. So I might have to follow suit and drop in on that. So thank you so much for coming in and talking to us today, Brian.
Thank you very much for having me.
It's been fantastic. And again, I would recommend everyone checking into our Facebook page to have a look at that gorgeous cover. And, click on the link and, check it out. So I guess we'll have to wrap things up now, but I'll be back after the next song with information about Portsmouth Book Fest.
Welcome back to Portsmouth Authors Collective Book Club. We're chatting with Laurie Westron today. I'm Magic Man, and I can't help but notice there's Bookfest entries all down our What's On list. It's all over the place. The city is full of books. Such a shame. So I've had a look through the little booklet loads happening. Are there any particular events you think might be interesting?
Yeah, well, it all kicks off this week. So I said last week that, you know, there's quite a few children's workshops and events going on around the city. So, you know, there's lots for kids to do during half term. And then next week, we get into the main show of Bookfest with a number of events, some author talks and some workshops and some interviews, all sorts of things coming up.
Right. So we've had the kids, kept the kids happy. Now it's the grown-ups' time.
Absolutely. So, you know, I've just picked out two or three here that caught my eye in the brochure.
Oh, good. Yeah.
So on Wednesday, the 26th, is the Solent and Other Oceans, a Pens of the Earth poetry workshop with Alison Habens and Sue Spears. And, you know, I think that's going to be a really good event. That takes place at the Greenhouse in Victoria Park. Really nice venue. Mm. And 3 to 5 p.m., tickets are £5. And, you know, so it's a workshop to help inspire people to do some of their own lyrical writing. And I think that will be a really lovely day, especially in those surroundings.
Mm, yeah, very much so.
And then next Thursday, the 27th, is another poetry event.
Mm-hmm.
This one is run by local poet Maggie Sawkins. And she is leading a workshop called Taking a Ride on the Bookfest Express, a poetry workshop with Maggie Sawkins to celebrate 200 years of the modern railway.
Wow.
And so her event, the description of her event says, 2025 is the 200th anniversary of the birth of the modern railway, when Britain and the world changed forever.
Mm.
So, you know, Maggie is a great poet and she's very well known around the area. And I know that, her classes are very popular. So, you know, people want to book that up. It's,
So if you're into poetry, get along there and
absolutely. Yeah. So the date again is the 27th of February. Takes place 3 to 5 p.m. at the Portsmouth Central Library, and the cost for that is £15. And people can book up on the Bookfest listing through the library.
Very reasonable for a workshop like that. To
absolutely,
be honest.
Yeah. a two hour workshop with a professional poet. That's a very good price. Mm. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
On Friday, the 28th, 2 to 4 p.m. at the New Theatre Royal, William Sutton is going to be leading a workshop on novel writing.
Mm.
And Will is, again, really well known around the city, on the art scene, in the writing community, very well known, leads a lot of workshops, and he's a fantastic tutor. And so his description for his workshop, move from first ideas towards a final draft of your novel. Get a clearer idea of how to write your book, crime novel, literary fiction, autobiography. How will you tell your story? Set realistic aims, get down to writing, and explode myths. Discuss everything from planning to procrastination. Explore wider strategies for editing and proofreading. So
wow.
He really is capturing a lot within that short period of time.
Yeah, definitely one to go along for if you're interested in writing a book or anything.
Absolutely.
So it's very interesting and presents information really clearly. So
absolutely.
Not one to be missed.
You know, his workshops are really enjoyable. I've been to a few myself, so I can't recommend that highly enough. And so again, 2 to 4 p.m. at the New Theatre Royal on Friday, the 28th of February. And tickets cost £20 or £10 with concessions.
Mm-hmm.
And you can book those through the New Theatre Royal website.
Brilliant value again. Fantastic.
Yeah, and you know, there's much, much more. I think there are about 40 events going on over the next couple of weeks all around the city. And, you know, so we'll be trying to highlight a few more of those as we go along.
Yeah, so no excuses. Get out there. Good Joy Book Fest. There's something for everybody in there.
And, absolutely.
Little booklets are available from the Portsmouth Library, I know, and I think a lot of the local bookshops have them as well, don't they?
Yes, they are scattered around town, or you can look at the website.
Brilliant. Well, thanks very much for that. I think I'll be, you know what I'm going to be up to now, going to Bookfest events.
Very good. Well, I'll probably see you there.
You never know. Well, thanks very much for all that information. Brilliant interview again with Brian. And I'm going to hand back over to Patrick now, right after this piece of music.